From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. A senior U.S. official says it is up to Russia to demonstrate that a ceasefire plan for Syria can still work. The official said high-level meetings were planned with Russia to try to get a sense from them about where they think this can go from here. The truce was meant to pause fighting between the Syrian government and rebels, limit Syrian airstrikes, and that in the past had been blamed for the killings of civilians, and to allow for delivery of humanitarian aid. But as with the earlier agreements, both sides accuse the other of a violation, or violations that is, and that the pact had largely fallen apart after a week. The suspect in the New York City bombing that wounded 29 people was in the hospital recovering from bullet wounds after a shootout with police who were wounded. President Obama recognized the actions of the officers in stopping the suspect.
It is outstanding police work, outstanding law enforcement work. I, in particular, want to give a heartfelt thanks to the New Jersey police officers who were able to apprehend this individual.
Prosecutors are charging 28-year-old Ahmad Khan Rahami with 5 counts of attempted murder stemming from the shootout that wounded 2 officers. Rahami's alleged motive for the bombings is unknown. The FBI also wants to question Rahami about another bombing Saturday in Seaside Park, New Jersey, south of New York, forcing cancellation of a charity road race. No one was hurt there. Although Rahami is off the streets, New York remains on high alert with hundreds of officers on hand for the UN General Assembly meeting. A powerful earthquake, make that a powerful typhoon, struck southern Japan early Tuesday, causing floods and landslides. No reports of injuries. This is VOA News. North Korea launched a ground test of a high-powered rocket engine Tuesday, indicating the country is closer to acquiring long-range capabilities. North Korean state media says the successful launch was overseen by leader Kim Jong-un. A South Korean spokesman says Seoul believes that North Korea tested the performance of its new type high-powered thrust engine for a long-range missile. The new engine test comes less than 2 weeks after North Korea conducted its 5th and most powerful nuclear warhead test, which the country claims gives it the ability to fit a miniature warhead on a rocket. The family of a Somali-American accused of stabbing 9 people in the U.S. state of Minnesota is speaking out through their attorney, as Saturday's attack is being investigated as a possible act of terror.
We express our deepest sympathy and condolences to all those injured and others who were impacted as a result of the incident at the Crossroads Mall. We pray for their early and speedy recovery. As a family, we are committed to fully cooperating within the limits of the law with all the relevant law enforcement agencies as they conduct their investigation.
Somali community leaders fear that there may be a retaliation after Dahir Adan allegedly stabbed the 9 people at the shopping mall before he was shot and killed by an off-duty police officer. The police chief in St. Cloud, Minnesota, said the assailant made references to Allah during the knife attack at the Crossroads Center and even asked if one person was a Muslim, but authorities have not given a motive for the attack. The FBI is investigating the stabbings as a potential act of terrorism. The international community is pledging to improve its response to the global refugee and migration crisis. The announcement came after a high-level summit Monday at the United Nations where member states agree to protect the rights of refugees and migrants and to share responsibility for large movements of people on a global scale. However, a plan to ask governments to resettle 10% of the world's refugees each year was dropped, and the final declaration has no requirement that countries take specific numbers of people, which has led to criticisms. Human Rights Watch said the declaration is a missed opportunity to widen the scope of refugee and migrant protections. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. Join us for much more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.